We all know what a challenge and a joy it can be, captured in that deceptively simple phrase, a year in the garden. Get it right, and you can give yourself boundless pleasure. Get it wrong, and imagine the frustrations and annoyances that lurk from compost heap to herbaceous border that creep across lawn and vegetable patch when your back's turned. Well, in the next couple of hours, we're going to be taking Gardener's Question Time through the seasons on a mission to help you get things more right than wrong in the future. Joining me, Eric Robson, here in the potting shed, will be the whole Gardener's Question Time team, armed with advice on everything from plants and planting to pests, diseases, design and seasonally topical tips. So, just conjure up the scene. You're looking out from the potting shed on a wintry garden, a frosted architecture of triumph and failure. There's the rhymed wisteria that flowered for the first time this year. That's the solitary triumph. Of course, the other list is longer. Over there, the rambling rows that didn't. In that far corner, the sad vegetable beds that should have been cleared a month ago. Here, the patch of permafrost, where, as only you know, lie dahlia tubers that should have been lifted and stored. And all about plants that you hope wishful thinking will bring through another winter. But look on the bright side, because at least you're taking time to look. The gardening year starts here, in the company of Matthew Biggs, Bunny Guinness and John Cushney. Shivering in the potting shed with me as we address some of the key gardening questions of winter. And this really is the starting blocks for the gardening year, isn't it, Matthew?
Yeah, it certainly is. I mean, there's never really a lull. In fact, I do have a little bit of a rest over Christmas, I have to say. I like to put my feet up. But even then, a chance to nip round the garden, have a look and see what's in flower is always there for the taking.
John Cushney?
Yeah, and a little goes a long way. In the summer, you have to have masses of flower, and yet you just find one plant in bloom whenever you dander around the garden, as Matthew says, and you're happy. It's fantastic.